Classic Rock 103.7, The Shark. It is Colin House from the Shark Shut Up and Rock Morning Show. And with me on the phone, a very special guest right now, I have Eric Bazilian from the band. You might know them as the Hooters. How you doing, Eric?
I'm just fine. Thanks. Can't complain. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and I too can't complain, and there's no point in it because nobody really listens anyway. So what are you guys up to these days?
Well, you know, it's really business as unusual for us. I guess, you know, we're playing the Borgata Thanksgiving Friday, and in the meantime, we're writing some more songs and making another record, because that's what we do.
Yes, that is the Borgata. You guys are playing the Music Box November 27th. Tickets are on sale at theborgata.com. And now you guys have played the Borgata before. I believe that was one of your big, a couple years ago, you guys, it was a big deal. You guys are back doing the thing at the Borgata. Now, what's that like playing a show, especially you guys being local guys? Is it always fun playing down here in Atlantic City or what?
It's always been, yeah. You know, it's really kind of always fun for us to play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we get up on stage and we're still kind of 16 years old and just kind of glad to be there.
Yes, it's got to be a very cool thing, and you guys have a big following here. Now, I got to sample your most recent, I guess it was, it's about a year old, the Hooters Both Sides Live double disc you guys came out with, and very, very good stuff on here, including some acoustic stuff, actually a whole disc of acoustic stuff that's awesome. You definitely want to check this out. Now, would you say that this is probably, aside from seeing you guys live, this is probably the best way to capture the Hooters live experience?
Oh, to see the band live?
Well, to this disc that you guys put out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, we did a live record in 1994, but it only came out in Europe, and you can't get it, so this is definitely the way to experience the band live.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to experience them live, but if you can't, this is definitely the way to do it, I would think.
It's second best, yeah. I mean, we captured a really good show with the Electric Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, was that 2006, 2007? How the time it does fly. But we got a really good show there, and then we had a couple of nights in the studio with an audience for the acoustic record, and I think it really shows the band in a couple of really, really good lights.
Yeah, it's definitely something you definitely want to check out because, like I said, I've been sampling it, and it is a phenomenal double disc set. It is
Colin.
Oh, you're welcome. It is Colin House, Classic Rock 103.7 The Shark, with Eric from the Hooters playing the Borgata Music Box November 27th. Tickets available at theborgata.com. Now, you guys have done a lot of memorable shows. I was reading your bio. You guys did the opening act at Live Aid in Philly in 1985. Lots of other memorable shows. You've opened for The Who. What would you say is your most memorable live show?
You know, there are a lot to pick from because it's been a lot of years. In terms of sheer size, I guess I'd have to take either Live Aid or The Wall, in the Berlin Wall concert in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, we were up on stage and I realized that we were playing to about 300,000 people.
That must be amazing.
It was pretty overwhelming. But there's actually one show in particular that keeps coming back to me, which was when we played in Stockholm at the concert house, and I think it was 93.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd had a really rough month of touring in the U.S. because things just weren't going well for us here at that point. And, you know, the shows were, you know, the venue, they were weird venues, and it was a very questionably booked routing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were fighting on the bus. It's just, you know, it's the thing what bands go through. And we had a week off, and we got on a plane and flew to Stockholm. And we did a sold-out show at the concert house. It held about 2,500 people, and they knew every word to every song.
Wow.
We were supporting the Zigzag album at that point, which was sort of a departure for us. But it took off in Scandinavia. It just became huge. And I just remember, you know, just being amazed at how everything could change so radically in one week, with a change of venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going from playing a heavy metal club in a strip mall in Dallas to probably the most prestigious concert venue in all of Scandinavia.